This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, listen, I mentioned eucalyptus trees for a good reason. It's time for us to talk a little bit about your garden. And, you know, we've done this for the last couple of Fridays in a row trying to help you. And I actually put my own advice to good use last week because I have a couple of indoor plants and I wanted to find out whether or not I'd given them enough water. Well, this week, we're going to give you a couple of tips to help your citrus. A lot of people have this fantasy of having orange trees or lemon trees. And, you know, a lemon tree is really good. If you're the kind of person who has people around to your house often, a lemon tree is helpful because what drinks don't have lemon in them? I mean, anyone who doesn't put out lemon slices with their drinks is basically uncivilized.
Well,
and why should you buy those all the time if you can have a tree producing them for you? It's not a hard thing to do. So, growing your own citrus trees, according to Lifestyle Home and Garden, is as easy as ABC. Nothing beats the pleasure of picking a fresh lemon from your own tree. You can either put it in a salad, you can add it to iced tea, or you could soothe a cold with it. Do you remember? You can also drizzle fresh lemon onto things like
fish.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Salads.
Citrus trees are well suited to containers, so you don't have to have a big garden for this. You can put them on a balcony. You can put them in garden beds. You can grow them in big gardens, pretty much anywhere, even on a balcony. Citrus has wrongly gained a reputation of being difficult to grow. Here are some basics to help you succeed. And don't take my word for it. This is from Lifestyle Home and Garden, all right? First of all, you need to select varieties that are suitable to your region and climate. Don't go and get a tree that has some exotic fruit that only grows in the Amazon because it's going to die. You need to get something that will manage in the region in which you live. So look for things in the Joburg area and ask people for advice. Citrus prefer full sun, so they don't want semi-shade or any of that stuff. Water your citrus tree well and regularly. When it's in bloom or setting fruit, keep it moist but never waterlogged. By planting your tree with some small stones or pebbles at the base of the soil, you will assist with drainage. You need to maintain healthy soil for your citrus by fertilizing and mulching it well, preferably with compost to help retain moisture. And you can buy that in bags now. It's not even difficult to do. Citrus don't like interference with their roots. Weed by hand around the tree. Keep an area of about a meter free of any other plants. If it's planted in a pot, do not underplant it with other plants, but rather surround it with beneficial plants in separate containers. That's useful info. Citrus trees do not need to be pruned regularly, except for cutting out dead branches or when it becomes overgrown. It's advisable to remove a few of the lower branches on young trees to encourage growth into a standard tree and to promote good air circulation. Trees in pots and containers will need to be watered and fertilized more regularly than those that are planted straight into the garden, obviously. And June is the best time to pick and enjoy your fruit. So that's when it's winter here. Mm. It's perfect.
Must be. I went to a friend's house yesterday and his lemon tree was looking rather plump.
Nice. Did you steal any?
No, well, it's not my nature to steal, but I mean,
did you ask for any?
I admired his lemons.
Okay. You didn't take one?
No.
He didn't offer you one?
Seems a bit imposing.
Okay. It's so polite, Ben.
This is his go time for his lemon tree. I'm going to come around and say, hi, give me one.
Yeah.
So lime trees, you can get limes.
Dude, lime
well.
Trees are killer. I got a friend a lemon tree as a gift, and it took it a while to mature to the point where it began lemoning. And lo, it was a lime tree. And limes are rarer and more expensive than lemons. This was a happy accident.
And lo, it sounds like a biblical revelation. This is incredible.
And the tree spake upon us with limes.
And limes should be picked as soon as they're ready, but other citrus fruits can be left on the tree until you need them. So you don't have to rush to pick them either. Cover the new or young citrus trees, other than lemon trees, with frost protection fleece, which will help let the water through and the light, but will still protect them from the cold and frost. And you can also get that at Lifestyle Home and Garden. And don't forget, you can always go to their website if you want real info. lifestyle.co.za/citrus. They've got a whole thing there that will take you through this step by step. If you missed anything, you can always catch up there as well. Lifestyle Home Garden. They are the anchor tenant at the Lifestyle Garden Center, corner of Bayes Nordea and Esterhout Avenue in Rand Park Ridge. Lifestyle.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.